great advice for a better life.
You're listening to Sage Advice for a Better Life podcast. And we've been talking today about depression as we count down to the World Mental Health Day, and we are discussing various aspects. It's very easy to say, very casually to someone, you look depressed. But then, what depression is all about, what are the symptoms, what are the various risk factors for depression, and how it is to be treated. We've been covering all that in our discussions with Sharnaz Doctor. You can listen into our previous episodes and get a fair idea of how depression is to be tackled. But why should depression be treated is my next question for Sharnaz. Please tell us, why is it needed to be treated?
Hi Inderjeet, and as I had mentioned in the earlier episode, depression is one of the most common disorders and also among one of the most treatable disorders. The reason why depression should be treated are manifold. People who are severely depressed often experience physical pain proportional to the mental pain. The anxiety and the stress that often comes with depression can lead to sore muscles, various aches and pains, poor digestions, and sleep disruptions that cause even more discomfort. While some depressed people explain away these symptoms as aging or old injuries, actually the physical pain can be caused by depression.
Oh.
Also, there are some people with depression who tend to self-medicate, treat their symptoms maybe with alcohol or recreational drugs or maybe even overeating. Now, not only is this self-defeating, obviously, but also dangerous. Treating depression at its source can help take away the urge to indulge in these self-destructive behaviors. Also, untreated depression can lead to suicide. A depressed person may at times be unable to withstand the emotional and the mental anguish they suffer and may decide to end their life. And therefore, treating depression is important to help the person reclaim their mental health and emotional well-being.
Yeah, I think the kind of dire last step that you talked about, if internally somebody's battling depression has not been picked up, as in the symptoms have not been picked up, or somebody has not noticed, then it can lead to something as tragic as suicide, which you pointed out. And today, while living through the times of the pandemic, it's become even more relevant, as creating awareness about mental health is what Sage Advice is all about, and of course offering a lot of counseling. Sage Advice is here to listen to you empathetically and help you battle mental health issues with a strong team of counselors. As we head down to the date when we are going to go live with our portal, we want to start creating this awareness and bringing this message to all that we are there as your support and as a guide and a confidant. So, Sage Advice counselors are going to be always there. But then, in times of the pandemic, especially in COVID-19 times, as we start to go back and reclaim our places in life, depression becomes a very big obstacle that we'll have to take care of. So I'm going to ask this very specific question when I come back to Sharnaz Doctor. What about coping with depression through the COVID? So stay tuned and don't go away.
Subscribe to this podcast and share with all for whom you care. Sage Advice for a Better Life.